This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
The trouble in Asia continues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. More selling in the Asian stock markets today. China's Shanghai Index dropped about 3%. Japan's Nikkei lost almost 1%. But European stocks have edged up in early trading. Here in the States, yesterday, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke issued a calming message. No reason to change the Fed's positive outlook for the economy. And that gave Wall Street a small boost. The Dow gained 52 points, about an eighth of what it lost on Tuesday. The NASDAQ added 8 to 2416. The S&P 500 climbed 7 points to 1406. A side note here, Dow Jones, the publisher of the Dow Industrials, may face some lawsuits over Tuesday's big sell-off. A computer glitch threw off the numbers for a while, and when it was fixed, the Dow plunged about 178 points in a minute. The Times of London says plaintiffs will argue the Dow exacerbated losses for institutional investors by millions of dollars. Many economists say markets are perhaps the best tool for predicting the future. With that in mind, a new health prediction market starts up today. It's called the bird flu market. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer reports.
The University of Iowa already runs a seasonal flu market. If doctors think there'll be more cases in a couple of weeks, they'll buy flu futures. If not, they'll sell. They use educational grants and journal subscriptions as cash.
That we can actually predict the start, the peak, and the end of the season.
Philip Polgreen of America's Infectious Disease Society. For the bird flu market, Polgreen will sign up members of ProMed, a global program for monitoring emerging diseases. They'll buy futures in, for example, when avian flu will arrive in the Americas. Polgreen makes no apology for gambling on the potentially deadly pandemic flu. He says this experiment will bolster current surveillance.
And the social good that we're trying to create is to improve information in public health.
He thinks scientists in the developing world will be happy to bet on their knowledge and benefit, even if just with medical journal subscriptions. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Today, an entire country will try to break its habit of being late. At noon today, the 28 million people of Peru are being asked to synchronize their watches and clocks. Sirens will blare and church bells will ring to remind people. Peruvians are famous for showing up an hour or two late to appointments. But Ursula Freund, a college administrator in Peru, says she doubts this will make much of a difference.
Many, many institutions are going to show that we're going to start a new way of life. In all the offices and all businesses, we're going to hear you are 2 minutes late, and maybe Friday morning things are going to, to be the same.
And why are we talking about this on Marketplace? Well, time is money, you know.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Medtronic, offering information to learn about sudden cardiac arrest and available life-saving therapies at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This week, Prince Charles suggested that perhaps McDonald's should be banned. He denies saying this, but several people overheard the remark at a nutrition center. And it's prompted a food fight of sorts in Britain. Our London correspondent Stephen Beard is with us. Stephen, what's been the response?
McDonald's has an unlikely champion. You don't expect a cordon bleu chef and exclusive restaurateur to endorse McDonald's, but that is indeed what has happened. Marco Pierre White, the first chef in Britain to win 3 Michelin stars, no less, says he admires the fast food chain. He says Prince Charles was foolish and wrong to criticise the company. He says their eggs are free range, their beef comes from Ireland, and they offer excellent value for money.
Well, does he eat there?
Not every day, but he says actually that the value for money is the key, and the fact you do get a consistent product. He says that he's often been in a restaurant and bought a main course for more than $30 and wish he'd got a Big Mac instead, feeling that he'd been ripped off somewhat.
How has McDonald's responded to all this?
McDonald's were grievously upset by Prince Charles's reported remarks. However, they're overjoyed by what Marco Pierre White has now said. A spokesman said, "It's good that he is so well informed. He's expressed an opinion based on fact."
Okay, I guess we'll just leave it there. Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
By the way, a McDonald's executive said yesterday the restaurant may soon add smoothies, iced coffee, and lattes to the menu. The CEO of Sirius Satellite Radio testified before Congress yesterday. He was making his case for a merger with the only other satellite radio company, XM. He said such a merger wouldn't restrict choices because satellite radio competes with many different media. We imagined a different version of the House hearing.
Mr. Karmazin, can you explain to us your reasoning here?
Certainly, Congressman. Currently, there are 2 satellite radio companies. When they merge, there will be 1. So there will be plenty of choices for consumers.
Forgive my ignorance, but that seems contradictory.
Ah, perhaps a metaphor will explain things. Say you have 2 scoops of ice cream, chocolate and vanilla. If the vanilla is taken away, you still have 2 different ice cream flavors to choose from.
No, you don't. You just have 1 flavor.
That's incorrect.
Mr. Karmazin, let me try something here. I'm holding up 2 fingers.
Yes.
Now I'm taking 1 away. How many am I holding up?
20 fingers.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm not holding up any fingers.
Leaving a total of 97 fingers.
Mr. Karmazin, sir, in light of this testimony, why should Congress take your company's plan seriously?
Because we have 2 things. Money.
Our sketch was produced by Rico Galliano. In all seriousness, Karmazin did say he would agree to pricing caps in order to win government approval of the merger with XM. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.